November in South Africa is Men's Health Awareness Month, or Movember, which focuses on raising awareness for prostate cancer, testicular cancer, and other men's health. The National Cancer Registry, the NCR, of South Africa has revealed that prostate cancer tops the list as the most frequently diagnosed cancer amongst men in the country. Beyond the medical aspects, according to Tony Singleton, the CEO at Turnberry Management Risk Solutions, the financial burden that accompanies a cancer diagnosis can be overwhelming. Singleton joins us now on the line to discuss this. Tony, thanks so much indeed for joining us. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, Peter. Always a pleasure. Thank you.
So how has the awareness around men's health, particularly prostate cancer, evolved over the years in South Africa, in your view?
The men's health with regard to, as you say, mental health, cancer, certainly has created some great awareness and also some really good fundraising. And it's an international event, so it's got a really good reach. And I think it's just helping with the overall awareness of men to maybe just keep an eye on themselves and have a look. You know, the prostate cancer is something that's particularly people over 65. That's the highest group of being diagnosed with prostate cancer, but really you should be tested from something like the age of 50 onwards, and even earlier if you've got a family history. So I think the awareness that Movember has created and the really, really good hype around it has been tremendous, and I think it's helped people just come to terms and maybe talk about something that is not really something that's a general part of conversation, but I think is a very important issue to be aware of.
I've often wondered what it is about men. We'll talk about the financial aspect of it, but there seems to be a denial that men have about being ill and wanting to go to hospital. Women tend to address these things so much better than us for some reason. Is this something that you've seen and that we really need to address, this idea that, you know, we'll just soldier on? I mean, I read Lance Armstrong's life story. I mean, he walked around with a lump in his testes for a year before he went to the doctor.
Yeah, I think it's maybe a male thing, as you say, a sort of a denial and sometimes just not wanting to hear the news. But, you know, I remember in a conversation some time ago, the best person to be aware of a problem is you yourself. Mm. If your body is going through a change or there's something that's unusual, then just go and chat to the doctor, because with any cancer, the early detection is really key to a successful outcome. And an early detection as well could possibly lead to less invasive surgery and requirements than something that has gone on for a period of time. When we talk about prostate cancer, you know, they talk about annual checks, and there's a PSA blood test, which is just a normal blood test just to get a view on it. But again, the best is a physical examination by the doctor, and then in needs that would be followed up with some sort of biopsy. But I agree with you from a man's point of view. Certainly, I don't know, because of maybe with a lady with going through childbirth and all these things, probably maybe more comfortable and aware that there's a need for regular tests and screening, whereas with a man, probably it's only and sometimes unfortunately prostate cancer is a little bit of a taboo subject, people don't really like to talk about it, but it is important.
I suppose we also need to talk sometimes about the financial consequences of a a positive test. I mean, a test that says that you are dealing with this challenge. And we don't often think about the financial challenges that come along with prostate cancer.
With any sort of diagnosis, I think it's very important to obviously, first of all, be close to your doctor from the medical point of view. But secondly, to have somebody that can help you navigate through medical aids and all these things, because you know there's a number of medical aids, and then there's a number of options within the medical aids, and each of the medical aid options has varying benefits. So important to make the use of a broker to help you navigate through it. And then if we talk about a cancer diagnosis, then particularly with prostate cancer, it's what's called a prescribed minimum benefit. I don't really need to use jargon, but a PMB. So all medical aids have to provide cover equal to what's in line with the state hospital. So that's the one thing. But a lot of medical aids also have different things like limits on the designated service providers you can use, and if you use somebody outside of their range, then you've got there's a penalty or basically an excess involved and things like that. And then there's also sub-limits, and the cancer benefits in the various options can vary. So, as I say, important to get the help of a broker to help you sort of get through that. But at a practical level, just to give an idea with a specialist, the things that we look at, on some of the claims, there's something like a 35 to 55%, 60% shortfall on what's required for private healthcare compared to what the benefit that's paid from the actual medical aid. So important to be aware of it on the one side. Let's start, first of all, let's get a positive outcome, early diagnosis and all those things. But then you also don't want to be really struggling financially after you've been treated and then looking at a debt. So important that your medical aid cover, your what they call medical gap cover, your expense shortfall cover is all aligned to give the best possible outcome. This time of the year as well, Peter, the medical aids are bringing out their plans for 2024. So it's an ideal time really just to take stock and say, okay, let me have a look at it. I know sometimes we don't go through the detail of these things, but just have a glance through it. And as I say, get hold of a broker and they'll be exceptional. They'll help you out and go through it. But there can be significant shortfalls. So, you're dealing with the emotion of the cancer diagnosis on the one side, and then you've got this other side. There's a number of...
Tony, unfortunately, we've run out of time, but I think the key message here is get tested, make sure that you're healthy, but also get good advice from a financial expert on the kind of products that you need to protect yourself financially. Tony, thanks so much. It's been good talking to you, my brother.
Absolutely. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye. That's Tony Singleton, CEO at Turnberry Management Risk Solutions, taking us to sport with Musiburi Makura.